بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are still discussing the hadiths and the concept of the prostration of sahu, the prostration of forgetfulness. And this is part of the things that we must master and learn, because this happens in our daily lives so many times. And usually, one of the funny things that I usually use is this. When someone starts to speak to me about what is permitted and what's not permitted in Islam, and about that this is barbaric or this is so and so among the Muslims. So I say, Akhi, do you know when to prostrate before salam or after salam? He says, no. So subhanAllah, you don't have the basics of knowledge, and you're talking about things and issues. If it were on the time of Umar, he would have collected, may Allah be pleased with him, those who have attended Badr battle to consult them. And you're just out of the tip of your head, you say it's halal or it's haram. No, this is not permissible. Hadith number 105.
Abdullah ibn Buhayna reported, radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, prayed Zuhar prayer and then got up in the first two rak'ah and did not sit, and the people stood up along with him. When he finished the prayer and we expected him to pronounce the salam, he said, Allahu Akbar, while sitting, and made two prostrations before salam and then pronounced the final salam.
Okay, very well. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Buhayna is in regard to an incident where the Prophet ﷺ did not sit for the first tashahhud, and they all followed the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He offered the forgetfulness prostration before salam. So now we have this issue and we have that. And as I stated before, we have hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, where the Prophet says, if some of you pray and is unable to determine what he prayed, he should cast away the doubt and follow what is certain, and then prostrate for forgetfulness after the salam. So, adding to that, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, when the Prophet prayed five rak'ahs, offered the prostration of forgetfulness after salam. From these hadiths, the scholars have came up with when to pray or to offer sujood as-sahu before salam and when to offer them after salam. If you master these, if you know them and understand them, you will find it very easy, inshallah, to know when to do that. Remember, we said that the prostration of sahu, of forgetfulness, is done either if you subtract, you miss something, or you add, or you are in doubt. And when you are in doubt, this is divided into two parts. A doubt that you're completely blinded. I do not know if it's two or three rak'ahs that I've prayed. Don't you have a gut feeling? Wallahi, not at all. I'm completely blinded. I don't know. I don't remember. Nothing that reminds you. Nothing. So this is one section of doubt. The other section is when my doubt has a hint. I don't know if I prayed two or three. Most likely it's two, or most likely it's three. I don't know if I prostrated the second prostration in the first rak'ah. Most likely I did, most likely I didn't. So this is a form of doubt that has determining factors. The first one is a doubt that has no determining factors at all, and I'm blinded. So now we have four cases. Two of them we prostrate before salam, and two of them we prostrate after salam. So let us look at prostration before salam. Scholars say, if you forgot to pray something that is mandatory, then this is a deduction. you took something out of prayer, which means that you must offer the prostration of forgetfulness before salam. Example, please. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Buhayna. Four rak'ah prayers, the Prophet forgot a mandatory act in prayer, which is the first tashahhud. Instead of sitting for the tashahhud, he stood up to the third rak'ah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He did not go back. And before concluding his prayer with salam after tashahhud, he offered two sujood of sahu. Can you give us other examples? I'll give you other examples. A person bowed, did not say Subhan Rabbi al-Azim. Just Sami Allahu li Muhammad and hit his forehead. I forgot to say Subhan Rabbi al-Azim. What to do? Do I go back? You can't. Because you move to the following pillar. How do you leave a pillar to go back to something that's mandatory? What to do? Khalas, it's gone. You have to prostrate to prostration before salam. So this is number one. What is it? When you leave out something that is mandatory. Number two, of the section of praying or offering sujood as-sahu before salam, is when I am in complete blindness, as in the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. I do not know whether I prayed two or three. In this case, the Prophet tells you, alayhi salatu wasalam, throw out the doubt. Now, what is the doubt? I've prayed two rak'ahs. My problem is with the second rak'ah or with the third? Two rak'ahs are certain. I'm sure that I've prayed two rak'ahs. My problem is with the third. What should I do with this doubt? Cast it away. Consider yourself did not pray it. And pray two more rak'ahs and offer prostration of sahu before salam. Can you give us another example? I'll give you another example. I am in my sujood. After I said Allahu Akbar, was this my first or my second? I have no idea at all. I don't know. I'm lost. What should I do? Cast the doubt. What is the doubt? Is this my first or second? Definitely, first is certain. Second is doubt. Cast it out and offer sujood. And offer prostration of forgetfulness before salam. So these are the two cases. When I leave something that I cannot go back to, mandatory acts, and when I am in doubt and I cannot determine whether this doubt is probable or not. No, it's doubt. We move on to the third and fourth case where we offer sujood as-sahu after. The first one, which is the third, the first case is when I add to my prayer. Sheikh, what do you mean add to your prayer? Akhi, in four prayers, rak'ah, how many times I make ruku'? Four. How many times I make sujood? Eight. How many times I make salam? Once, right? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, it's once. If I add anything to the prayer, which you know now, this means that I have to offer prostration after tashahhud. Example, Sheikh. Four rak'ahs, I stood up for the fifth. And I finished my fifth, and I sat for the tashahhud, then I remembered. What to do? I don't have an eraser. I can't erase it. Then I offer salam, offer two prostration of forgetfulness, and offer salam once again. Another example, Sheikh. I'll give you another example for free. The hadith of Abu Huraira, the hadith of Dhul Yadayn. The Prophet, alayhi salam, prostrated after the salam. Why? Why do you think? Anybody has an answer? You don't have an answer, I'll tell you. Apparently, the hadith, the Prophet should have prostrated before salam. Why? Because he left two rak'ahs. But actually, at the conclusion, you will find that the Prophet prayed the four rak'ahs when he was reminded. Yet he added a salam in the first two rak'ahs. And this is what the error was. After he finished the second rak'ah, He thought that the prayer finished, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, as-salamu alaykum, and went. When they told him, he came down, prayed the two rak'ahs, offered tashahud, offered salam. What did he add? The first two salams. And that is why he must offer the prostration of forgetfulness after the salam. But Shaykh, what happens if I leave and drop a pillar while I'm praying and I remember during my prayer? I'll give you an example. I prayed the first rak'ah, bowed, lifted my head, made one sajda, and stood up for the second rak'ah, finished the third rak'ah, finished the fourth rak'ah. In the fourth rak'ah, and I said, oops, the first rak'ah, there is one sajda left. What to do? The most authentic opinion, without going into details with you, they would consider that because I have passed the location of the second prostration, the first rak'ah is be void, and my second and third will be my first and second. And the third rak'ah I'm in, which is the fourth now, would be considered my third. So I pray one rak'ah, offer tashahud, salam, prostrate, and offer salam again. Confusing? Yes, it is. We have a break, and I'll inshallah go through it once again after the break, so stay tuned.